March Madness is upon us, and as you fill out your bracket and watch the NCAA tournament this year, there are a few retirement planning lessons that you can learn along the way.
A successful retirement plan begins with assembling the right set of tools. Finding the proper ones for the job will allow you to drill down on your goals and nail down your future. Scott Searles, certified wealth strategist and owner of Skybox Financial Group, constructs retirement plans for clients every day and will share that knowledge and insight with you. It's time to open the retirement toolbox and get to work.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Retirement Toolbox. I'm Walter Schroholt alongside Scott Searles of Skybox Financial Group. You can find us online at skyboxfinancialgroup.com. And yeah, it's that fun time of year where bracketology is happening. We're wondering who's going to be the winning team in the NCAA tournament. Will it be your favorite team, or will they be out in the first round? Did your team not even make it into the tournament? Well, that would be sad. So hopefully everybody listening has got at least somebody to root for in the tournament or can just enjoy it as it is. But yes, Scott, it is March Madness. I know that you are more in the lacrosse world and you're a big pro sports guy. Do you get into the NCAA tournament at all?
Absolutely. You know, I love losing money on every one of my brackets that I do. It's fantastic. No, but honestly, this year will be different because so the NCAA women's tournament, Final Four and championship game are in Cleveland this year.
Oh, nice.
And we have got tickets for the championship game.
Oh, how cool. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to be going to that, me and a few of my daughters. And you know, we are, from my one daughter that played college basketball before she quit and then moved to college lacrosse, you know, we've always been huge women's college basketball fans. We enjoy it. And then this year we have that, for anybody that follows, that Caitlin Clark that just
I hope she's in the final.
Yeah, well, so do I, because we would love to see her play in the game. So, yeah, it's a fun time of year for sure, men's and women's.
Yeah. My uncle, who lives in New Jersey, went to, I think it was an Iowa-Rutgers game this year, and so got to see her play in person, and it was like a birthday gift for him, I believe, and they had a great time watching her, and she's just very electric and entertaining, and so she's doing good things for the sport, from what I understand. So very cool.
Yeah, we got my one daughter in high school. Well, her sister bought her a shirt. It's a Caitlin Clark, just a T-shirt, but on the number on the back has her name and her number, and on the front it's a Nike shirt and it says, "You break it, you own it."
Nice. I like that.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a different saying. Yeah, that's
good. Yeah,
it's
cool.
Very cool. Well, we're going to talk all about March Madness, but more so the financial lessons and retirement planning lessons that we can learn from what it takes to make it through the brackets and fill out the perfect March Madness bracket, or at least close to perfect. I don't think anybody ever is going to get a perfect bracket, that's for sure. A little later on in the show, we'll have a question from Rose, who is having trouble making financial decisions and keeps talking herself in circles. So we'll see if we can help out there. And we're talking food during our Getting to Know You segment coming up in a few minutes as well. But let's dive into this March Madness tournament and filling out your bracket. Are you a like meticulously pour over your bracket kind of person, Scott, or do you just sort of wait till the last minute and just fill them out as fast as you possibly can?
Yeah, no, I kind of wing it. You know, I have a tendency to push the teams that I'm rooting for a little bit farther, like I think everybody does. But, you know, I know one year, one of the brackets I was in, you know, one of the 2-year-old's kids got to the finals of the bracket by simply picking mascot pictures. So,
oh,
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. They would point, you know, and apparently she had a tendency towards all the bird mascots. So, you know, whether it's, you know, Louisville or whoever it was.
Like the blue bird or the red bird.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I just kind of wing it.
Yeah, that's fun. I kind of do the same. I've had one successful year with the bracket. I finished second in a huge work pool many, many years ago. I mean, I think there were like 400 people in it, and I finished in second place.
Wow.
So as I don't know, I was probably 20 at the time. That was a nice kitty to, luckily it wasn't a winner take all. I got a little something from the kitty that day. And
nice.
For a 20-year-old, that was a pretty sweet day. So
yeah, 400 people. I'm sure that it was a nice payout.
It was. It would have been even better if I'd won that last, if I'd gotten like two extra points or five extra points or whatever it was right at the end. Like, it was a one game difference. I would have won the whole thing, but
wow,
I'll take second because most years I'm last place, Scott. So
yeah, I get it. I did one. I did win one year.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Well, let's talk a little bit about this and see what retirement planning guidance we can get from it. We want to first talk about predicting outcomes because that's really what it's all about. And if you're like most people, when you finish filling out your bracket, you've got this little aura of confidence that you've made some really good picks. Like, I think I saw that upset that nobody else saw, and this is definitely the team that's going to make it to the final. But inevitably, by the end of the first weekend of the tournament, most years, Scott, our bracket is in complete disarray. Can you draw any financial parallels to that feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's not much different in retirement planning. You, when you first start out, you know, assuming you're working with somebody that's developing a game plan for you, like our clients, we create that worry-free retirement blueprint for clients. While we lay that out, we're confident that we're heading in the right direction. But what inevitably happens is life. You know, whether tax brackets change, life events change, different things change, what you initially predicted as the outcome for your retirement is not going to happen. So you're going to have to modify. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to take a detour to eventually get to where you want. And that's where it's very important when you're doing that retirement planning to be meeting with your advisor on a regular basis so that you can always update and change those things.
Always good to do that. Absolutely. Now, we maybe all share in our favorite thing about March Madness, probably being the upsets, the Cinderella story. I mean, who doesn't love that? You know, the Loyola Marymount that ran on the run one year, George Mason, Gonzaga before they actually came a perennial powerhouse. Those were always the teams to kind of get excited about and see them go on these really cool runs. Unless it's your favorite team that falls victim to that upset, in which case right. your season's just been ruined in the blink of an eye by somebody you didn't think you should have lost to. What about in the financial world? Do you ever see those upsets kind of pop up on somebody?
Well, you know, the weird thing is that you know, things may not, you know, necessarily happen the way that you think they're going to. And, you know, everything happens. There's winners and there's losers. So let's say, for instance, if the markets drop, the people that were long in the market are losers, but people that were short in the market are winners. People are investing in CDs. Interest rates start dropping. They can't renew their CDs or their money market rates start dropping. But at the same time, people are holding bonds. They're going to go up in value. They're going to prosper. So no matter what, you know, no outcome is going to be inherently good or bad. You know, there's always going to be a winner and a loser. So just like in March Madness, you know, if your team loses, well, guess what? The other team's fans are pretty darn happy. You know, so that when it comes to the financial world, that's probably the best correlation I could draw to that.
Really good point, and that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, upsets are something that happen in the tournament and also in financial and retirement planning, and we want to try and have our best preparation and not fall victim to those kinds of issues. Now, even if your team isn't that good, this has certainly been the case for many of us over the years. You might be coming in as an 8 seed or a 12 seed or something like that into the tournament. It's still pretty easy to convince yourself that this is going to be the year to get it together in March and win the championship. Because we all remember the stories of when the 7 seed and the 8 seed went to the championship game that one year, and why can't that be us this time around? So you fill out your bracket and you put your team as the champion, even though they're one of those bottom seeds. I got to think this strikes at the heart of kind of like emotional decision-making in retirement planning.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of that all your eggs in one basket theory. You know, in a perfect correlation to this, there are people that work for a company. They're going to, you know, they believe in their company, you know, no matter what it is. So in their 401k plan, they're going to buy that company stock. They're going to have a big concentration, a big percentage of their retirement plan is going to be in that company stock. But unfortunately, when you concentrate too much on one position, thus concentrating on just your team to win everything, you know, if things don't go your way, then you're kind of hosed. You're totally blew up your bracket. Well, in retirement, if you have all your eggs in that basket, your eggs in that company stock, and the company falters or does well, you could very well put your retirement in jeopardy.
We're talking about retirement planning, bracketology, since it's March Madness right now as we record today's episode. And this is important to really be thinking about this next one. And it's the risky picks. And this is where my bracket usually gets demolished here, Scott. Because if you pick a couple of minor upsets in your bracket that don't pan out, it's probably not the end of the world. But if you're picking two 15 seeds to beat, you know, the two seeds and a 16 seed to beat a one seed, and all the one seeds are gone before you get to the final four, it's the bracket of chaos. I like picking that one every year just because it's fun to imagine just the total calamity of the tournament like that. Yeah. But you're probably going to be in pretty bad shape before it's over. It's probably why I finish last most years. What's the risky picks correlation to the retirement world?
Well, you know, it is that you don't want to have all of your investments be risky. Just like with a bracket, you don't want to pick all of the upsets because chances are that's not going to pan out for you. So in your portfolio, if you have all risky assets where you're trying to go for the gusto, most likely over the long term, you know, some of those are going to fail and it's not going to necessarily work out the way that you want. So the key is to have a balance, to have a risk portfolio that is going to have some of those risky investments in it, but also going to have more conservative investments. With our clients, we kind of create a little bit of a bucket approach where we're going to have the income that they're going to need or the money they're going to need in the first 5 years of their retirement. We're not going to have that exposed at risk at all. The rest of the money will be exposed to some risk. So if you were to take that approach where you had everything risky, when the markets would drop and you're pulling money out to fund your lifestyle or fund whatever your goals are, you're going to be pulling money out at the bottom of the market. And that's just going to help to deflate your portfolio over time much, much quicker.
All great points there, Scott. You're exactly right. If I want to get to retirement, you know, I can take a riskier investment here and there, but if I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to put everything into this really, you know, into Bitcoin and this other meme coin and, I don't know, other really outside the box things. I'm going to buy a ranch in the middle of nowhere and try and turn it into a successful Airbnb. Like, just don't put all those eggs in those risky baskets.
Yep, exactly.
Get some stalwarts. Get some number one seeds at least advancing a little bit further into the tournament for you. All right, avoiding emotional decisions is the key to success in the bracket. You know, picking against your hated rival, Duke would be a good example here, Scott, as a Carolina boy. You know, that might feel good to pick against Duke, but they're probably going to win a couple of games. You know, they're very likely favored to win a few here and there. And so if you're trying to win, I got to kind of set those emotions to the side sometimes, hold my nose and pick Duke on the way through.
Yeah, and for me being a Buckeye fan, so it's always, you know, Michigan, right?
Yeah. Our
rivals. But you know what? You need to keep, in, you know, emotions out of picking your brackets a lot of times. And it's the same thing with investments. That's so easy that when the market drops, you start to panic. You pull your money out of your risky assets. And then when the markets come back up, you totally miss the swing back up. And the reality is that if you miss just one or two of the best days of the year in the market, you really do have a severe impact on your return for that year. So the goal is to get that emotion out of investing, get everything set up properly to start with, and then manage those emotions as you go along through the different cycles of the markets. So you need to have that emotion out of it because all emotion does is end up causing you more distress.
Yeah, all good points. All right, last example here, Scott. And this would be the element of surprise. And just as unexpected outcomes in your bracket challenge remind us that upsets are just a part of that March Madness experience, I'm imagining that retirement planning should probably account for life's unpredictability as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like I mentioned before in the upsets, is that you lay that plan out and you have a good idea where you're going. But things are going to happen. Surprises are going to happen. And you are going to need to be able to adjust and change to that. And you want to have a contingency plan set up. For instance, with every one of our clients that we walk through our worry-free retirement blueprint process, we have a conversation about going in a nursing home. Doesn't mean we're buying insurance or anything like that, but we need to have that conversation so we're not surprised if that comes. Because the odds tell us that inevitably there's a good chance that one or both of a married couple are going to end up in some type of assisted living or nursing home facility at some point in their lives. So we need the plan. We don't want to be surprised for that. And that's a big part of what financial planning does for you, is gives you that comfort and security to know if those surprises pop up that you've already talked about it and you have a plan.
Well, speaking of having a plan, if it's something that you don't have in place right now, certainly invite you to talk to Scott Searles about that. He's the financial advisor that obviously hosts this show and the president of Skybox Financial Group, serving the greater Cleveland area. But from wherever you are, you can have a conversation about your financial plan and your retirement future, get clarity around some of your goals, and make sure that you are well prepared for your retirement journey. You can go to skyboxfinancialgroup.com to find out more information. But if you want to book a direct meeting with Scott, you can do that online at talkwithscott.net. Very easy to book a time that's convenient for you, have that initial complimentary conversation about where you are right now and where you want to go into the future in regards to your retirement plan. Talkwithscott.net is that address to go to, and we've linked to that contact information as well as the phone number in the description of today's show, so go check it out there if you want to get in touch. There you have it, March Madness and retirement planning. Money lessons to think about when you're filling out your bracket this year. Still coming up on today's show, we're going to get to know Scott a little bit better. We're going to talk about some food here in a moment. That'll be fun. And we've got a great listener question from Rose to wrap things up on today's show as well, having trouble making decisions. So we'll see if we can help her as well. Stay tuned. More to come on today's episode.
It's getting to know you time.
All right, so to get to know Scott a little bit better on today's episode, my question for you is, when you go to the movies, Scott, what's your favorite snack?
Well, geez, first of all, I love talking about food on this podcast. You know that.
Yeah. We often talked about resurrecting our old movies and TV segment or replacing it with a food segment of some sort.
Right, exactly. And you know what? When I go to the movies, I mean, how can you get away from the popcorn?
It's the staple.
Yeah, you got to do the popcorn, and you got to get, you know, you got to get a good amount of butter on there. You'll get two layers of butter. Don't just put butter on the top.
Right. Ask them to spread it out. Put it in throughout. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Halfway, then get a layer of butter. Fill it up the rest of the way. Get a layer of butter. You know, that's the way you got to roll at the movies. Now, I also do like to add myself in some dots every once in a while.
Oh,
I do love the dots.
Okay.
I'm a dots guy.
Interesting. I would not have pegged you for a dots guy.
You know, all the seasons. So I just saw they have springtime dots out right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, Halloween, they got the Halloween dots. They got Christmas dots. You know, I like all the dots.
I got to say, I don't think I've ever had a dot before.
What?
Yeah.
You're not living, buddy.
Are they like gummies or?
Yeah, they're kind of like a jelly candy. You remember those little orange slices and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That they have? It's kind of along those lines, but less sugary, I would say. Maybe it's because the slices usually have a coating of sugar on the outside.
Right.
But yeah, so it's kind of along that lines of a kind of a chuckle, you know, or an orange slice kind of candy.
Nice, yeah. If it's not chocolate, I'm usually not eating it when it comes to sweets. So that's probably why I've never come across the dots. I thought dots were the thing. What's the candy that's on a piece of paper and you like pick it up off the piece of paper and they're like little?
Oh yeah,
little small dots, but they're not the dots that you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea what the name of
that's what I thought you were describing at first, but. Google helped me see a little bit more clearly what you
Next time you're in the store, just grab yourself a box of dots. Just try a couple. You don't have to go crazy.
Yeah. I will check them out. I'll give it a shot. And if I don't like them, which I probably won't, Connie will eat them. So she likes...
There you go. See?
She likes gum drops and gummy worms and all that kind of crazy stuff. So very nice. All right. Dots is the go-to. I'm with you, though, on the popcorn. That's number one. And then if you need that compliment, I'm probably going to go with maybe a Milk Dud, something like that.
I do like Milk Duds.
Yeah. Okay. Third place, Milk Duds.
Yeah. You know what? And also Raisinets. I like the Raisinets.
Oh, no.
Maybe I feel better that maybe I'm eating a little bit healthy at the same time than eating my snack, right?
I don't know about the Raisinet part. I've never been a raisin guy. I just can't get on with
man,
the board.
Walter, I don't know who you are, man.
I know.
No dots, terrible. No raisins. Man.
Yeah, I know. We have different taste buds, but at least we can agree on popcorn. It's just exactly. Like our March Madness bracket. We might have that one team we agree on, and the rest of our brackets look totally different. It's probably exactly. How it rolls. All right. Rose is sitting, tapping her foot patiently, waiting for us to answer her questions. So let's open up the mailbag, shall we?
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
All right, Rose's question is, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I just end up talking myself in circles. For example, I have some tech stocks that I think I should sell, but I'll have to pay taxes if I do. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. How do I stop talking in a circle and never making a decision?
Well, Rose, that is a great question, and I'm glad that you wrote in with that question. And it's actually quite common that people, when it comes to financial decisions, sometimes it's a little bit of paralysis by analysis, sort of, I guess you could say. You don't want to sell those tech stocks because you don't want to pay taxes. All right, I get that, but the only reason you pay taxes is because you make money. You know, I always... I'm sure you can lose money and not pay taxes, but usually you want to make money and pay taxes.
I'd rather pay the taxes at that point, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The 401k, if it's too risky, yeah, you know what? There reaches a point where you need to pull back the throttle. But I think a lot of what would help you a lot, Rose, is getting yourself a strategy, getting yourself a financial plan that you know where you need to be invested, what your game plan is. Because I always tell everybody, one of the biggest benefits of creating one of our worry-free retirement blueprints is the confidence and the comfort that it gives you about the future. You don't need to worry about, what your investments are in your 401k, because we've already discussed that. We already have a strategy or a plan in place, and we know as you start to get closer to retirement that we're going to pull back the throttle a little bit, because we don't want a 2008 to happen a month before you retire, because then guess what? You might not retire. So adjusting and changing those things according to a plan or a strategy is going to be beneficial for you. So Rose, I encourage you, if you want, you can go to talktoscott.net, schedule yourself a 15-minute phone call, and we can talk about it. Or, find somebody that'll help you, because it'll definitely be beneficial for you in the long term.
Fantastic and very helpful, Scott. Great information for Rose there, and hope that gives you some clarity. If you want to ask a question on our show, similar to how Rose did, you can submit mailbag questions on the website, skyboxfinancialgroup.com. There's past episodes there for you to check out and other great resources. Learn more about the free retirement blueprint and how you can get a tax-free retirement toolkit as well. All at the site, skyboxfinancialgroup.com. We've linked to that in the description of today's show. Here's what else is cool. As Scott just mentioned, you can book a time directly to meet with Scott and go through a complimentary initial review. All you have to do to set that up is go to talkwithscott.net. Talkwithscott.net. That's also linked in the description of today's show. And just for good measure, here's the phone number if you prefer that old-fashioned way to get in touch. 888-742-0111. That's 888-742-0111. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this week and talking about some bracketology. Good luck in your brackets this month, my friend. And
thank you. You too, Walter.
See if you can pull off a victory or two in your brackets this year. We'll find out. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on the Retirement Toolbox.
Go Cavs.
Investment advisory services provided by Skybox Asset Management, LLC.